My name is Addison Huntley, and I am interviewing Corrine Waters. Today, we are talking about life-changing events. Come with me so we can talk about life-changing events for Corrine Waters. Hello, today I am here with my grandma. Can you please state your name?
My name is Corrine Waters.
All right, so Corrine, we are here today to talk about life-changing events. So what is your life-changing event?
I have had several life-changing events, but my first one ever was the birth of my first child. That's your Uncle Todd. I was 21 when I had him many, many years ago, and it wasn't unusual at that time to have children at that age. Once he was born, I was responsible for someone other than myself, and that was life-changing. I had to be sure that he was fed, that he was clothed, and that basically he was safe.
What were you thinking when you gave birth to him?
I was actually happy that he was finally going to be born. and really knowing that my life was going to be changing.
Did you have any good memories from it?
His birth? Yes. That I had a son, that was a wonderful memory, and just was very happy.
So you very much love your son?
Oh, yes.
So when did it happen? Like, did it happen like 20 years ago?
He was born in 1968.
So that was how many years ago?
That was 48 years ago. And of course, I then gave birth to my daughter, who was your mother.
Did you?
And that was in 1974 when she was born.
Do you have any good memories from my mom being born?
Oh yes, I really really, really wanted a baby girl. So when she was born, Grandpa and I were just delighted.
Did you, when did this happen again?
That happened in, 1974.
So how old were you at that time?
Oh, I was 26 when she was born.
What was her name?
Her name is Tia, T-I-A.
So tell us one of your most fun memories that you and Tia had.
Oh, goodness. I really enjoyed raising her. She was funny to have around, and she was enjoyable. Some of my good memories would be to... we would go shopping, and we would go shopping together, and she always liked having me along, where when I would go shopping with my Uncle Todd, he didn't like his mother tagging along, but my daughter did enjoy shopping, and I have great memories of getting to do that.
So when did you want to have more children after that?
No, I had a boy and I had a girl, and both Grandpa and I decided and they were healthy, and we just decided that was enough.
Well, I think that is all the time we have for today. Thank you for coming in. Thank you for listening. I'm your host, Addison Huntley. Today I was talking with Corrine Waters about life-changing events. This radio project was produced during the Summer Arts Radio Storytelling class. It was made possible with a partnership between the Kodiak Arts Council and KMXT Public Radio.
I'd like to see how the story goes, see if the moral holds. Can I just slide?